What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, when it comes to divorce, I told you, more and more men are going to end up putting on the mask. Now, this article was published on the 5th of August. Woman offlined by her husband on the morning of a divorce hearing. This man said, till death do we part, and he took it all the way there. He was going to fulfill that part of the marital vows. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A woman who was going through a bitter divorce was shot and offlined on her way to her divorce hearing. It was after 7 a.m. Friday morning when Andrika McIntosh was shot and offlined in front of her home on Gunston near Connor on Detroit's east side. Andrika made a desperate phone call to police, but just as they arrived to help, she was gunned down. Quote unquote, there was a 911 call that the incident was happening, that a woman was being chased up the street, being shot at, said DPD Chief James White. Quote unquote, the officers made record time getting there in the area. As they approached, they heard shots. Quote unquote, he was actually standing over her with a gun in his hand. They ordered him to drop his weapon, and he did. They immediately took him into custody. The suspect was Andrika's soon-to-be ex-husband, Breon McIntosh. They tried not to mention his name in a lot of the articles that I found, but as usual, they wanted to do everything they could to make this woman seem like, oh, she was such an innocent victim. No. She declared war on him using the divorce and family court system, so he decided he was going to declare war on her. And guess who walked away from this war? Quote unquote, we don't know exactly what led up to it, White said. We know they were going through a divorce, and it was a very bitter divorce proceeding. There you go, Mr. White. You have the motive behind why Mr. McIntosh decided to offline Mrs. McIntosh. In fact, they were scheduled to be in court less than 2 hours after he allegedly offlined her. A mother of 7 children. Let that sink in, gentlemen, because that right there is a very crucial piece of evidence and more than likely a major reason why he put the mask on. Andrika's family is trying to focus on how she lived rather than how she was terminated. Quote unquote, we always go swimming. We loved swimming, said Sanaya, Metro Beach specifically. She didn't deserve this. She was a good-hearted person, her sister said. She loved everybody except her husband. The one person that she didn't love, who she was willing to rake over the coals with the system, guess what? She was not expecting him to actually take matters into his own damn hands. Let me reiterate, gentlemen, when you're married and your wife decides that she wants a divorce, that is a declaration of war. She's got a lot of resources on her side. So the first question that I would ask, how is she able to afford a lawyer while having seven damn children? Many, many questions that really need to be answered. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it went down on a public street, so I gotta give it a 5. Method of execution, the problem-solving pistol. Gotta give that a 5. Psychological impact, I'm gonna give this a 20 because the officers actually found him standing over that woman's carcass. And for the brutality factor, he popped her multiple times. He wanted to ensure that she was terminated that day. So I got to give that a 15 as well. So Breon, the Butcher McIntosh, gets a score of 45. Now, let's go back to what the police chief said. What led up to it? Or as they claim, they don't know what led up to it. Bitter divorce proceeding. You've got a man with a woman with multiple children. However, if you look even further into this, what does this point out? Another stepdaddy scenario. Yeah, he tried to save the community one stepdaddy at a time. However, the woman had no problems bringing the system into their marriage. Why did they get divorced? Who knows? More than likely, he found out something that she was trying to hide. Look further into it. The typical standard operating procedure. The woman was just this innocent angel, and this man decided for no reason to terminate her. Oh, no, 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 no. This did not happen spontaneously. Something went down between them. More than likely, he found something out that he wasn't supposed to find out. She decided, you know what? I'm going to pull the plug on this marriage. She declared war on him. She was not expecting him to bring war to her. You see, ladies, this is another prime example. When you decide to divorce your husband, all bets are off. That man's restraint will definitely go out the window. I'm going to rake this man over the coals. Guess what? This man is the epitome of a man who had nothing left to lose. Why? Think about it. This man, several children, child support, alimony. This man had jail hanging over his head. Regardless, either way, if he couldn't make those ransom and extortion payments, guess what? Jail. The irony is, this man will have more rights in criminal court than he would have had in divorce court. Ain't that a hoot? I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And women around the world who think that divorce is your friend, that you're going to be protected when you decide to declare war on your husband, the power you think you have in that scenario will go out. Feminism and the idea that everybody's going to protect you while you go through that divorce, that thought process will go out right along with it. Because once again, this woman decided, oh, I'm going to divorce you. Oh, I'm going to take all of your stuff. Oh, I'm going to put you on child support. I'm going to make you pay me alimony. However, like I said, she thought she had all of those systems of protection. The fatal moment when he decided enough was enough, guess what? She called the police, but they didn't get there in time. Which goes to show you, ladies, that false veil of protection that you think is afforded to you is truly only a man's restraint. His restraint went completely out the window. And guess what? He took matters into his own hands. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Welcome, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.